following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7 on the Flypod New Media Network, I'm your host, Gary Puckett, and you are listening to Politically Correct. Our shows are distributed exclusively through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com and also through our nationwide network of syndication partners where appropriate. Across the country, we have a team of 35 individual show hosts, 80 syndication partners, and 17 different media domain platforms. On a daily basis, we podcast unique programs to over 3,300 small communities nationwide. To listen to any of our current episodes of Politically Correct in your community 24/7, just visit our website, theflypod.com, and select your community specifically. This episode of Politically Correct is being distributed to 100% of Dearborn County, Indiana. My guest on today's show is Christine Craig, and she is a Democrat Party candidate running for the office of Dearborn County Recorder, and she is running against the Republican Party candidate Joyce Oles. Christine, welcome to Politically Correct on the Flypod Network. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you for inviting me to be on here with you.
You are quite welcome. This conversation, like all others with candidates, is truly what makes for a healthy political climate, I think, when we can have dialogue and listen to candidates in an objective way. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I agree. This is the best thing for our democracy.
Well, I believe this is your first time on our program. Have you ever run for public office before?
3 years ago, I ran for Greendale City Council, and I ran against an incumbent who has been in that seat for at least 12 years. He beat me, and that's great, but it was a great experience. I learned a lot from that, and I was very excited to take on running for the recorder's office.
So this is not your first rodeo.
Exactly.
Christine, I was wondering if you could tell our listeners about yourself, your education, your background, your career history, and any experience that you feel might be relevant. What would you like to share with our listeners so they get a feel for who Christine Craig is?
Well, I grew up in Kentucky, halfway between Cincinnati and Lexington. I met my husband in Florence, and he is a native of Dearborn County. We made the decision to move to Dearborn County in 1998. Our boys were getting into middle school and going to be starting high school. It was just the best community that we could think of to raise our kids. And I'm so glad that we made that choice because our area is a fantastic community. We have everything we need nearby. We're close to Cincinnati. We're close to good schools, good colleges, and it's a good central location. We have four kids. We currently have four grandkids. Love being a grandparent. And one of our sons chose to join the military. He was in the Air Force, and he became a staff sergeant before he retired from the military. So we hold the military close to our hearts. In the recorder's office, we have the care of the DD-214s for our military veterans. And it's important that we have these on hand and that we serve our veterans quickly and timely and friendly so that they can get the care and services that they deserve as quickly as they can. The military piece of it's very important to me, and that's a big focus. My career, I have been in customer service for now about 27 years. I've been in retail management. I've managed multi-million dollar stores, and I've managed very small boutique-y type of stores and everything in between. I have all the skills that bring cost-effective efficiency and excellent customer service to the recorder's office because of my experience in handling every kind of little thing that a customer may need. I excel at cultivating and maintaining good employees and their talented employees in the workplace. And I know the ins and outs of, you know, record keeping, and I'll just be committed to ensuring that our county residents have a friendly and streamlined experience when they visit the recorder's office.
What are the specific duties and responsibilities of the county recorder?
Well, some background on that actual position. It's really interesting. The county recorder was the very first office that was created by the Constitution of the state of Indiana. And that was back in 1816. You know, the recorder is responsible for recording. And some of the records that they're responsible for are deeds, mortgages, releases, assignments, and modifications to those items. They do the Universal Commercial Code recording. They are responsible for recording business names and, again, the military discharge papers. There's a lot of responsibility because these records are for perpetuity, and we have to ensure they are managed and recorded correctly.
Are there any county departments that the recorder's office does not get involved with as it relates to storing their records?
As far as I know, I mean, we have something to do with just about everything. We don't do court documents of criminal type things. We strictly are for deeds and property and businesses and, you know, those kind of things.
Okay. I'm just curious, what is the annual compensation package for the Dearborn County Recorder's position? What does that amount to?
If I remember correctly, it was currently between $46,000 and $47,000. So it's not, you know, a big, giant pay, but it's a nice, comfortable position.
Mm-hmm. Are all the documents held by the recorder's office, are they stored electronically or in paper form?
Well, we are beginning to really get into the e-documents, the e-recording. I think all of the property transfers, those kind of items, are now available back to 2000 to be found online. Still, it's a work in progress because there's many, many years back that has to slowly be put, you know, into e-documents.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I can only imagine the volume of documents that are created within the county that would fall under the recorder's jurisdiction. But one other question I have related to that is, for the documents that are stored in their paper form, the original documents, does it require that you have special humidity levels or natural light exposure limitation, storage areas where the documents truly won't degrade?
Well, to be honest, I am not 100% sure on that since I have not worked in the recorder's office. I cannot give you an answer on that one that would be correct, just only what I would, you know, think. But I would assume that care would have to be taken with these documents, especially the older ones. So, you know, a big part of me becoming the recorder, it's a continual learning process. There's an organization, the Indiana Recorders Association, that is there for us as recorders, as county recorders, to utilize. They have constant training and, you know, all kinds of different programs. And there are, and again, I'm not 100% sure on the number, but I think it's required that within 2 years of taking the recorder's position, that you have to have 40 hours of additional training put in, because this all has to be done perfectly correct. And I would ensure that I continue the training and get what I need and anything else for the folks that work in my office with me.
You bring up the staff working with you. It's my understanding that the current staff working in the recorder's office in Dearborn County collectively are actually quite knowledgeable and experienced. They're not new to their jobs, for the most part, is what I have been told. So does having such an experienced staff actually make the job of recorder, oh, I don't want to say easy, but easier?
Oh, yeah. It makes the transition for anyone that is new as the recorder so much easier. it's so important to surround yourself with people that are knowledgeable and experienced.
What would you say are your strongest qualifications for serving as Dearborn County Recorder? What are the standout skill sets or experiences that you think would help you to the largest degree as you would tackle this new position?
Well, because there's many facets to the recorder's position, not only the actual recording of the documents, but there are many other responsibilities. There are receipt books you have to keep up with. There's numerous other reports you have to file on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis. So when it comes to the bookkeeping piece of it, being as that I have been in retail, I have handled lots of bookkeeping and, you know, money controls and those kind of things. I'm also the treasurer for the Dearborn County Democrat Party. So I'm handling money and, you know, doing all of that with them. So that kind of thing I have lots of experience in. Customer service and dealing with the public and answering questions, helping people with problem solving, those kind of things I excel at. And working with a diverse group of people and training staff. But the staff that's currently in the office, again, they are so knowledgeable that they will be training me.
Well, if you are elected to serve as county recorder, I'm sure you've given this some thought. What would you say would be one of the first items of business you would intend to address?
Well, honestly, there is a pretty set bunch of things a new recorder has to take care of immediately. Even before, once the election's done, there's steps that has to be taken. You have to be bonded. You have to do all kinds of things like that. My very first thing is to make the transition as smooth and easy for the current employees and for the general public that would come in and need help. Otherwise, I really want to work more on the e-documents and more transparency and figuring out a way so that folks don't necessarily have to wait for long periods of time to get documents and come up with ways to do that. And I would like to, once I got comfortable in that position, I would really like to get more involved with the Indiana Recorders Association and work with them so that I could bring more information back to our county.
Mm-hmm. Christine, tell me what you believe are the differences between you and your opponent. Why should voters give you their votes in November?
I don't know Joyce. I've met her once. She's a very fine woman, and I've heard good things about her. I just feel that I have to offer my years of customer experience, my handling of important paperwork. All of those kind of things are just a boost. And I love our community, and I've been active in various charities and that kind of thing for a long time. So I just would be able to do the job well. I learn very quickly, and I'm really just the best choice.
Well, do you have any final comments that you would like to share with our listeners, the voters of Dearborn County, before we close out the show today? What would you say to them?
As Dearborn County Recorder, I will be committed to the community. I'll be committed to ensuring that our residents have friendly, knowledgeable, and streamlined experience when they visit our office. I have the skills and the experience to bring efficiency and excellent customer service to the recorder's office. I'll make certain that the Dearborn County veterans and their records are treated with the deference and the respect that they require and that they deserve so that they'll have their needs met in smooth and a timely manner so that we can do our part to make sure that they have access to the care and the services that they've earned as quickly as possible. I'll build on the previous recorders and all that they've brought to the office. You know, I want to ensure that we are all receiving the training and the additional education to stay up to date with the new fee schedules, with the new e-recording procedures, and any new filing guidelines that come down, because that changes consistently. I also will ensure that we run the office in an as cost-effective manner as possible and that we're transparent in the processes, and I will be a responsible steward for all of our county records. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share my experience and my vision. If there's anybody who hears this that wants to reach out and ask me more questions, my email address is ccraigdcdem@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook page. It's Christine Craig for Dearborn County Recorder. You know, I'll be out at various events and canvassing in numerous communities throughout the county in the upcoming weeks. If you see me out, come up, ask me some questions if you have them. I'm out there. I'm available for everybody. And I just want to say thank you again. And I really appreciate, you know, you having me on the show. And I would appreciate everyone's vote on November 6th.
Christine, I do appreciate you coming on the program today. The more the merrier as we get into political season. And I will leave you with the same open door invitation as I do with all other political guests. You're welcome back on my show at any time during the election cycle. The purpose of our show is to communicate and inform the citizens of the local communities. So again, I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be a guest on Politically Correct, and good luck in the race.
Thank you.
Well, that's my show for today here on Politically Correct. And again, I've been your host, Gary Puckett, coming to you free and clear through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com. We appreciate our loyal audience of listeners and the local feedback we receive from Dearborn County listeners. If you, as a listener, have a specific question or comment to share with us, email us here in studio number 7, shout@theflypod.com. And listeners, share the news of this interview with your friends by simply posting the link for this show directly on your social media pages. We are glad to be of service in Dearborn County, and I want to thank each of you for listening in today here on Politically Correct.